Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I want to welcome in Ken Glickman, management and career consultant, Gilbert Tweed Associates, and his theme song there, Get a Job. And we are talking about references, continuing to talking about that. Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jack? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I won't belabor you with all of the details of the trip, but we'll have other times for that. I did want to talk more about the references aspect of getting a job.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've been on and we've talked twice about references.
Right. Right.
Talked about people offering references up, and we've talked about how to give references yourself. If you are an employer mm-hmm. and someone calls you, and I've had a lot of feedback from people on this.
Okay. Saying what?
They're afraid of giving honest references.
Really?
They're afraid of being negative.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's a real issue for me as a professional recruiter because when I place somebody and I get a fee for that, mm-hmm. I really want that person to be who I say he is.
Right.
And I get that. I check new references. So I really want people to be honest, but they're really scared to death. And I did some research today.
Okay. Yeah.
I talked to David Houston, who is an attorney with Dickinson right here in town, excellent labor attorney. And I also talked to our friend Tony Talbot, who has been on the show,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
And asked their opinions. And David is a great believer in giving honest references if they are documented,
okay.
if they're in the personnel file. And he said, you know, if no employers provide honest, forthright references, all employers are under the greater risk of making bad hiring decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I really agree with that. Now, Tony says, number one, it's got to be documented. It really does have to be written down in the personnel file, which behooves employers to actually do evaluations of people
mm-hmm.
and to talk honestly about their performance and then putting that in the file.
I would guess, Ken, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that there might be some apprehension in saying negative things in a reference, and it might also be a concern about sounding too positive because then if the person doesn't live up to it, you put a lot of pressure on them, and maybe you've made yourself look bad in the process.
I had one attorney said that a lot of people are sued for being too positive. Here they give a reference,
really?
A glowing reference. The company hires him, and he's awful. And he causes the company untold problems. And they sue the reference for being too positive.
They sue the reference for being too positive.
I think what we really have to be is, number one, we have to document what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what we say to employers, to people who are asking, job-related issues only.
Okay.
Only talk about the job. Number three, it's got to be true.
Right.
You can't just talk over the top of your head because you don't like the guy.
And you should always know what the reference is going to be if you are the person being referred, correct?
Not necessarily.
Really?
I think I would want to know
what kind of reference I was going to get if I listed that person.
Well, I mean, there's got to be some nuance in the reference. I mean, yes, you know it's going to be good or you know it's going to be bad, but
mm-hmm.
maybe this person doesn't think as well of you as you think he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we talked about it in a previous show about when you're asking someone to be a reference, to be very open-ended and say, listen, if I cannot depend on you to be a positive reference, let me know there's other people I can talk to.
Right, right, right.
All right. Give them that out.
How often does it happen, Ken, in your encounters, that a person declines to be a reference or maybe says something that would completely blindside the referee?
The second happens.
Really?
Now, when I check a reference, they've already been, you know, approached by the candidate, So the candidate thinks he's going to get a great reference. But sometimes I'll take a reference and it's not good. Hmm. Now, sometimes I try to put a numerical code on it. Like, okay, in terms of his customer service, mm-hmm, would you give him a 0 to 10? Give me a number on a 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he might say a 4.
Yeah.
Well, that might shock the hell out of this guy.
Right, right.
4.
Yeah, that's not what he was expecting when he asked if he could use it as a reference.
Not at all. So I think we have to be careful. And as I've said previously, I think we also have to sort of lead the witness, let the reference people know what they should talk about and what things that you did that were really very good. And you want them to remember that stuff. A lot of people just very frankly forget.
And a lot of people very frankly don't call references. So we still have some of that, I understand.
A lot of it.
All right. Ken Glickman, our guest, our weekly Get a Job segment, a management and career consultant, Gilbert Tweed Associates. And Ken will be back with us on Thursday for Area Arts and Entertainment. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Always look forward to it. Thank you, Jack.
We will be back in hour 2. Very interesting interview coming up. Babbling in You.